I was in a shop the other day, waiting my turn at the till, while another customer was in front of me chatting away with a sales assistant, who was a fairly loud but very friendly type, whose reply to what the customer said was, "Christ almighty." And it wasn't the first time that I'd heard the assistant use our Lord's name in that way, I did have a quiet word in private, explaining how much the name of Jesus means to us, and how it's nice not to hear it used as a swear word. It was clear that the assistant was genuinely surprised to hear that it was a swear word, and said, "Well, that's just the way I was brought up." It made me wonder that if we were to ask today the same question that Jesus asked the apostles, "Who do people say I am?" what sort of answers we might get. Perhaps in a post-Christian era, for many, Jesus is just a name, so it doesn't matter how you use it. For others, he may be at best an important historical figure, but not relevant to the high-tech scientific world of today. However, the story of Jesus, just as in his own time when he asked that question of Peter and the apostles, lies not in the past, but in today and into the future. When Christ asks, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" the apostles, first of all, seem at a loss. They try to pigeonhole him by comparison with other people from the past with similar qualities to him. In effect, they were all saying, and this is after nearly 2 years with him, don't forget, "We're not really sure. We don't know." All of them, that is, except Peter. "I do," he said. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." If this is true, as Peter, inspired by the Father himself, declares, then Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, not just for that moment, but for every generation and to the whole world forever. This response of Peter does not come from what Jesus calls flesh and blood, the limited understanding of human opinion, but is revealed to him by the Father. So faith comes from God. It's a gift. As St. Paul says, "Who could ever give or lend him anything? All that exists comes from him." But to benefit from the gift, we have to personally root it in Christ, his Son. And once Peter had made that personal declaration of faith in Christ, things then began to happen to him. His name was changed to Rock, symbolizing that he was being given a mission, just as other famous biblical leaders were. Peter was of little significance before Christ came into his life. At best, he was a useful fisherman, presumably a good husband and father, who would leave no mark when he died. We know he was weak, impetuous, and headstrong, but Christ knew that fundamentally he was a good man, that his faults did not come from badness, but from human frailty. It was just the kind of material that he could work with. Christ released massive power in Peter so that he became of great importance to the world, as our own Pope Francis is today. As we saw in the Gospel, faith in Christ is not something dreamed up by man-made opinion or a sentimental attachment to the idea of the perfect man from the past, but means acknowledging Jesus as the Son of the living God and, like Peter, accepting the mission to make him known and loved. So if we, who do have such faith, show by our intimacy with Christ, in daily prayer, the sacraments, and the way we live out the Gospel, that he is truly alive in us, here and now, perhaps others may be given the grace to see that Jesus is not a relic from the past, or just a name to express anger or frustration. Remember, you and I are the only church that many people will ever see, the only Gospel they will ever read, the only reflection of Christ they will ever know.